Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This week's program presents various artists' records and obscurities, some flip sides, starting off with a record called, which was sent in to me, called Jam Money Blowing Stones. I think Blowing Stones is the title. Yes, that's the title because it has a title track. Music by Matthew Fowler and Kevin Cormack. Paintings by A. May Henderson. 2014. What should we call it? An elaborate production, LP, vinyl LP, with a charming letter which was addressed to me. Dear William, my name is Matt Fowler. I make music and run a tiny label with friends, one of which is Kevin Cormack, also known as Half Cousin. Our latest release is a collaborative LP between myself, Kevin, and my partner, A. May Henderson. A. May did not contribute to the music per se, but as a painter. And we share a home that facilitates both painting and music making, so her approach and practice has fed deeply into the music. The music was recorded for tape, four-track, between 2012 and 2014. The same period, A. May worked towards her MA, in painting at the Slade. Kevin Cormack has also released another record on our Wii label called Harry Dearness, I think that is. Which is an instrumental album inspired by his home of Orkney. It comes with a limited book of writings, which might be forthcoming. I do hope you enjoy Jam Money, and if so, perhaps might find time to play it on the wonderful Resonance. Includes a CD as well. So it's on Spillage Fate Records, vinyl LP. I'll just play two tracks. Let's do that. Okay, those were two tracks on Spillage Fate Records from a relatively new release, late 2014. Yes, called Blowing Stones by Jam Money, which is Matt Fowler and Kevin Cormack, with artwork by Amy Henderson. Right, moving on. The Resonance fundraiser is coming up soon, starting in earnest, I suppose, in February. The Wavelength contributions to the auction include a signed copy of the Ems Bar recordings by Sandra Cross. This is a rare vinyl LP signed by myself and Sandra Cross, this being buffet car announcements recorded on the train between Leicester and London over a period of about 18 months. This attracted the attention of, it was broadcast first of all on Resonance and then attracted the attention of Johnny Trunk, who issued it as a vinyl LP and a CD. The vinyl LP is now quite rare, so hopefully that will go into the auction and raise a bit of money. The other contribution from Wavelength is a painting, an oil on canvas measuring 2 feet by 3 feet by an artist called Menachem Geffen, that's G-U-E-F-F-E-N. It's a woman's head with a sort of blue bow and a red splash of paint all on a grey background. It's sort of, I don't know what you call it, sub-Picasso-ish, I suppose. Signed and dated 1960, and it was in fact exhibited at Victor Musgrave's Gallery, Gallery 1 in Darblay Street, London, in 1960. It certainly has a certain kitsch element to it, I suppose. There we are, it's an oil on canvas. There are auction records for Menachem Geffen. His paintings pop up now and then in sort of Paris and Tel Aviv, usually sort of estimated at something like sort of £800 to £1,200, and they don't sell. So maybe this one will fetch £50 for the Resonance fundraiser. So moving on again, The Sounds of Black Power, 1967 to 1974, an intriguing CD called Listen Whitey. Some of the tracks I probably couldn't play for reasons of censorship. Basically, the language is such that it might cause offence to some people, and really, sort of, I suppose that makes the case for not broadcasting or transmitting certain things which may cause offence. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So let's go with this one.
Say, Brother Richard.
What, man?
Look at that black brother looking so mean.
Look like he's carrying a can of gasoline.
Listen, brother, let me pull your coat. That's no way to have a black revolt.
See that brother across the street selling those Muhammad speaks? Go talk to him. Let him run it down. Don't try to burn up half the town. Uh-oh, here comes a man, and you standing here with that can in your hand.
Drop it, brother! Like I asked you to, and let the brother run it down to you.
Sticks and stones and kerosene, coke bottles filled with gasoline, bricks and bats and bicycle chains. With tools like these, what could you possibly hope to gain?
Burning and looting and cries of black power, black power. All tight squad cries, soul brother will holler.
Brother, try and think like a wise man. How much black power can you hold in a can?
Hey, look at them marching peacefully over there, led by Dr. King. They say Whitey shot him and fled the scene. Carmichael, Brown, McKissick, the late Dr. King. All these soul brothers claim to have the right thing.
Listen to me, brother, and try to understand that what the so-called Negro needs is a divine plan.
9,000 miles and 400 years from home. That's an awful long time for anybody to be gone.
Brother, Do you realize that you are the maker and the owner of this earth? And it is that time in history for the American so-called Negro's rebirth.
Let us unite and get some land to call our own that we can live on long after Whitey is gone. Do you think we're shucking or running down some jive? Check Malachi in the Bible, 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5.
It says right there, brother, that in the very last days, Elijah would come to show the black man the way. Unite with me, black power it will be, and there will be no need to carry a can of gasoline.
Wait just a minute, brother. I know what you're gonna say. You're tired of religion in every way. But I'm not talking about preachers hollering about Jesus, Jesus, and a land on high that you can only get to after you die. I mean freedom, justice, and equality, true friendship, money, and the best of property. Not $50 million churches with solid gold steeples,
but businesses, hospitals, and schools to benefit all black people. Black power is in God's hand, not at the bottom of a gasoline can. The long hot summer started early this year with tanks and bombs and other combat gear. What chance do you have with that gasoline? Brother, Whitey will blow you right off the scene.
Black power has a beautiful sound, and I know you love it. So, why not join the originator of it?
A savior has been born to deliver us from this hell. You don't have to die or rot away in some jail. Hurry, black man, fly to your own. For if we unite behind the messenger, we can hurry on home. Because the time is here when we are catching pure hell. Now it has been prophesied that his number is counted.
That's right.
But it's not too late if you follow Messenger Muhammad.
That's right.
What more could you want than freedom, justice, and equality?
That's right.
After being raped and exploited and hung from a tree?
Right.
None but our Savior could come to this civilization and raise up a messenger to build a righteous
That's
nation.
Right.
Instead of getting worked up on Sunday to hear Tom preach, visit Muhammad's mosque and hear Brother Minister teach. Now, being a Muslim, my flag always hangs high. The sun, moon, and stars that you see in the sky.
Follow the messenger, brother. His black power is divine. Run, fly to him, because you don't have much time.
See you in Muhammad's mosque, brother.
Right, brother, see you around.
A desire to be led, just for your information. No discursive option, since the adversaries are invisible. An open plan to clearly balance judgments. Automatic responses to organized pleasure. Structuring abstractions to imitate logic. Denying emotions, nonetheless, or rather, intentionally. Gendering abilities to negotiate a path. Radical juxtapositions. Yes, radical juxtapositions. Allow the patriarchal figure to fade in. Please do not turn back. Allow yourself to slightly despise myths and constructs. Have your cake and eat it. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. So we might just. The show must go on. walk in an exaggerated manner around the perimeter of a square. We are night clubbing. We walk like a ghost. We learn dances, brand new dances. You are just a slave to the rhythm. Pursue beauty to its lair and slay it in amorous transports. Rouge, noir, garlands, as though in a hurry, suddenly cornered at the foot of a concrete slab. Voicing uneven words of discontent, helping masses of shapeless ideas to filter through, decide for yourself and render the images sharper. Find comfort in the formulaic, negating years of radicalism, showing society its spectacle once again. Identifiable references are bound to please. Think of Western subjectivity. The soul vivid note now collapsing into a fathomless pit. Top, bottom, or maybe versatile. Sophisticated range of submission or domination. The pink truth of positions. Observe the hypersensitivity of a brain fried by nitrates. Enjambments and other literary devices do highlight the distance between us. Disheveled hirsute after love, suspended closure, suspended.
Oh. January the 12th, 1971. Since September of 1970, Dr. Timothy Leary and his wife, Rosemary, have been with us here in the intercommunal section of the Black Panther Party in Algeria. During that time, much confusion has been generated, partly because of our own silence on the subject, as to the relationship between the Black Panther Party and Dr. Leary and his wife. I want to take this opportunity to set forth our position on that, and also to make a few observations on the drug culture as a whole inside of the United States, specifically as it relates to the process of carrying out a revolutionary struggle against the fascist imperialist empire of the United States of America. A couple of months ago, I was talking to Dr. Leary about how we would deal with his case, how we would integrate him into our operation here, what role he could play, and how he could function, and specifically how he should be projected to the press in terms of his public image. His suggestion was that because of the difference in the psychology of this part of the world, particularly he was referring to Europe, that we had to use terms, concepts, and images that they could relate to. And so he stated that he thought that he should be projected as the Aristotle, or the Socrates, or the Sartre of the American Revolution. And I think that kind of symbolizes or typifies how Dr. Leary has constantly tried to relate to us, that he seems to take himself seriously as the high priest of the revolution, and that he, in some sense, sees himself as sort of a secular god around which the universe is constructed, around which the revolutionary movement inside of the United States revolves. And also, after many discussions with him on the subject of drugs and the relevancy of drugs, specifically LSD, acid, as a weapon in a revolutionary struggle, I've come to the conclusion that Dr. Leary is irrevocably wed to the idea of the beneficial aspects of LSD in the context of a revolutionary movement, that he is willing to that he would rather die than give up the idea of changing American society by dosing everyone with LSD. Well, this is not a principle or a suggestion that we in the Black Panther Party can in any way endorse, because we think it is absurd and unrealistic as an approach to carrying out our struggle. Leary seems content to continue advising people to turn on, tune in, and drop out, and that he really means it when he says that freedom means getting high. While this is in direct conflict with the needs of the American Revolution, that we feel that we need people with clear heads, sober people who have their wits about them.
All I see is little dot 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 dots. Fill out immigration. H town, K H town. Coming up, going down. The dream inside, the dream, it's not what it seems. The global village, universal language, psycho geography, mental machine, guitar architecture, wall of sound. Take a look around, going up, coming down. Air, guitar architecture, Café Autostrada. Take a look around, watch the weather. H-Town, K-H-Town. Last time I was there was the last time I was there. It's not what it seems. All the peoples on this planet. Last time I was there was the last time I was there. The fifth floor coming back. For more, you can't force people to love you, can you? I'd rather listen to traffic, heavy traffic. Last time I was there was the last time I was there. Coming up, going down. You can't force people to love you, can you? But then again, maybe you can. Psycho, geography, mental machine. H-Town, K-H-Town. Coming up, going down. Uppers and downers in the drinking water. Critical, aloha, ladies who lynch. Masters of the omniverse, the unicorn, third world chorus. We're not going to marry until everyone can marry, etc. Power couples, trophy wife, bad girls for life. The farmer's market, you can take it with you. Real estate speculation. Hello, this is your mother. The dream inside the dream. Real estate speculation. Schapolsky et al. Following piece. Random ransom. Hello, handsome. An art historical landmark. It's not what it seems. It's not what it seems. All the peoples on this planet. Is anybody home? The fifth floor, home, away from home. Wild against gravity, powers of the towers. The have-nots and the have-alofts in Tribeca. How come? Manic materialism, panic, patriarchy, men and women, it's a classic. What goes up must come down. Take a look around, going up, coming down. There's nothing you can't do. Wild against gravity, going up, coming down. Real estate speculation. The have-nots and the have-alofts in Tribeca. No one will be happy until everyone is happy. Get lucky. I'm staying up all night. Home, away from home. You should be embarrassed. You should. I've become a wet dream tomato. You should be embarrassed. You should. I've become a wet dream tomato. Dieting, digital detox, everybody knows. There's nothing you can't do. Note to self. And the colored girls go to do. Smoke trees, bright streets, don't sleep. Irrational landlordisms in Baghdad. Yolanda the penguin, yo the ho. Irrational landlordisms in Baghdad. Real estate speculation, I've become death, the destroyer of worlds, all the peoples on this planet. How come irrational landlordisms in Baghdad? Yolanda the penguin, yo the ho. Irrational landlordisms in Baghdad. Real estate speculation, I've become death, the destroyer of worlds. All the peoples on this planet, destroyer of worlds. Real estate speculation, how come? Yolanda the penguin, yo the ho. What about yo the camel? I hail Mary from normal life to a special night. .com, rom-com, sitcom, is there life in space? From normal life to a special night, is there life after life? How come? Yo, the plumber, dumb and dumber, little yo. I'm not going to commit suicide, don't worry. Powers of the towers up and down. I'm not going to commit suicide, worry. I'm going to bed, forget it. Critical, aloha. Polyamorous relationship style, Bed-Stuy, Sturtevant town. All the peoples on this planet, sister, mister, don't get it twisted, get it twisted. There's nothing you can't do. Note to self, and the colored girls go to do. To do, to do, to do, to do, to do, to do, to smoke trees, ride streets, don't sleep. The farmer's market, take a walk on the sidewalk. There's nothing you can't do. Thug lives, it's a live story of our lives. Language is a virus, it's raining thugs. I hail Mary, language is a virus, for expressing emotion, public displays of affection, too much too soon. We're not going to marry until everyone can marry etc. Language is virus for expressing emotion from outer space, like who connecting people. The who is who connecting the dots against the odds. Networking, net worth. Language is a virus. Who do you do? Balancing the sheets, a queen size bed in Queens. All the peoples on this planet. Language is a virus. For expressing emotion, the hungry hearts, real fine arts talk with your moves. Every mother is a working mother. Talk with your moves. Every mother is a working mother. The Manhattan Project, St. Mark's Poetry Project. Goodbye to Manhattan. Yo, the ho. Universal language. Take a walk on the sidewalk. Note to self, there's nothing you can't do. Watch the weather. These streets can inspire you. Coming up, going down Second Avenue with nothing to do. Paint with makeup. When I'm on the High Line doing time. Why do clothes have sexes? Psycho geography, going up, coming down, going down. Talk with your eyes. Hope I don't stain this black tuxedo before the Basquiat show. Take a look around, there's nothing you can't do. Jackson Pollock. All the peoples on this planet, let them know. Talk with your mouth. Did you hear what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? All the peoples on this planet, polyamorous relationship style-y, sexting, it's a man's thing. Coming up, going down, let's make a sandwich. A bigamist is someone who really knows how to spread it. Working, extra working, double all the time. Manhattan skyline is the byline. Let's make a sandwich. Work. Sharing, redistribution of wealth. Coming up, going down. Medium is the message. A queen-size bed in Queens. Paint with makeup. Why do clothes have sexes? Spider galaxy. Zebra crossing. Walk, don't walk. These vagabond shoes. Staycation, you can take it with you. Staycation, take a walk on the sidewalk. Yolanda, the penguin. Climate change, take a look around. What goes up must come down. Talk with your eyes. All this shit I hear is boring. All this shit I hear is boring. How come? Take a walk on the sidewalk. Talk with your mouth. Language is a virus. Who? The who is who? All the peoples on the planet. Psycho, geography, alphabet, city, the mother planet, working 9 to 5 just to stay alive. 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 It's a living machine. It's a machine for a living. 9 to 5 just to stay alive. 9 to 5 just to stay alive. How come? Perfectionist much? How come? When you got the ride, might as well enjoy it. Let X equal X. Be good, let me be great. How come? Good night, ladies, ladies, good night.
Anyway, this is a song for the well, there's no need to name them. There's absolutely no need to name them. They are who they think they are.
Far across the ocean, in the land of look and see, there once was a time for you and me, where the winds blow sweetly and the easy seas flow still, and where the barefoot dream of life can laugh and cry its fill, where slot machine confusion and the plastic universe are objects of amusement in the fiction of their curse, and where the crazy white man and his tear gas happiness lies dead and long since buried by his own fantastic mess. And his plastic excuse. Oh, I hate the white man and the man who turned him loose. And the rains of colored thunder of the stallion of the dawn ride the coal fire morning on the beach where all is born, where the emperor of meaning is burning up his fort and sits to warm his toes around a fire made up of useless thoughts. And when the children tempt him with the riddles of their trance, he flings the flames of solstice, casting laughs into their dance. And where the crazy white man in the desert of his bones lies as bleached as the paradise he likes to think he owns. And I hate the white man in his evergreen excuse. Across the reaches of the drifting yellow sands, the living carpet wilderness forever joins its hands with heaven's hell's attainment in a surging crest of fire, where more than all is thrown upon the everlasting pyre. And through the countless canticles of Jason's charcoal fleece are sung the songs of nothing in the timeless masterpiece. And there stood in the middle, guess who? It's the everlasting bust, built by God's very own white man as he tries to rule the dust. And I hate the white man in his doctrinaire. Bowels of his city have been locked into a safe, where the spew stains on the sidewalks are defenders of his faith. While back inside his kitchen, the bowler-hatted, long-haired saint cleans with soap and water, but it's really just white paint. While his gorgon-headed scandal sheet presents its daily bite to give the righteous news believers drugs to keep them white. While outside in the whitewash, well, our guns are always, always right. The shooting star has summoned its